This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. John McCain fills in his ballot this morning in Phoenix, Arizona, and his vote may be needed. Surveys show the Republican leading in Arizona, but the contest for McCain's home state is closer than expected.
Barack Obama cast his vote in Chicago, and both men will be watched on this day when they're equal to everybody else. Each has exactly one vote.
Back in 1860, Abraham Lincoln marked his ballot for local offices but cast no vote for president, suggesting that might be unfair. But, of course, the campaign leading up to that day had been fierce, as it has been fierce in 2008.
This morning, we'll hear the candidates' final appeals. We start with John McCain, who's hardly slept since Sunday. Here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
John McCain's last full day of campaigning began just after midnight Monday with a boisterous rally in Miami that drew thousands of supporters from the city's conservative Cuban community. The day ended 24-plus hours later in McCain's home state of Arizona. His voice got a little raspy along the way, but his words were relentlessly upbeat as he zipped from airport to airport, hitting seven states along the way.
With this kind of enthusiasm, this kind of intensity, we will win Florida and we will win this race. And we're going to keep Virginia red. We're going to win Pennsylvania tomorrow. Indiana is now a battleground state, but it's a battle that we're going to win. We're going to win this election, and it's going to start in New Mexico.
What happens in Las Vegas is going to go through Nevada, and it's going to go through this country. And what starts here is going to end with us winning this election.
Wherever he went, McCain talked about keeping taxes low and government spending in check. He also offered more tailored messages. In Florida, for instance, he repeated his call for expanded offshore oil drilling.
And you know what? We're going to take more of those revenues and we're going to share them with the state of Florida.
Later, speaking to voters in coal-rich Virginia and Pennsylvania, McCain stressed his commitment to developing clean coal technology. He criticized Barack Obama's comments to the San Francisco Chronicle last winter, when the Illinois senator said he would discourage construction of dirty new coal-fired power plants by putting a high price on carbon emissions.
I believe we need to control emissions, you know that. But I'm not going to let our coal industry go bankrupt, and I'm not going to let coal workers lose their jobs. And I'm not going to let energy prices increase even more for our families.
Five key battleground states are among the nation's leading coal producers. Neither McCain nor Obama was exactly limiting his carbon footprint yesterday. McCain's chartered jet logged 3,704 miles, carrying the candidate and his entourage. At a town hall meeting in New Hampshire Sunday, McCain joked about the advantage of having a plane with his own name on it.
There was a time not that long ago where I was riding on a well-known airline, Group C, in the middle seat, so coming from Baltimore to Manchester. So we've come a long way, thanks to you.
McCain's flight path yesterday took him to all red states he's fighting to keep in the Republican column, plus Pennsylvania, a state he's trying to pry away from the Democrats for the first time in 20 years. Aides insist Pennsylvania is within their reach, but dissatisfaction with President Bush has been a drag on McCain's campaign there. He's been trying hard in recent days to put some daylight between himself and the unpopular president.
I'm not George Bush. If Senator Obama wanted to run against George Bush, he should have run 4 years ago.
McCain's multi-state marathon crossed a symbolic finish line early this morning in front of a flag-draped courthouse in Prescott, Arizona.
Thank you very much. It's wonderful to be back in Arizona. Great to be home.
Prescott plays an important role in Arizona history and the history of two pioneer families here, the Goldwaters and the Udalls. Republican Barry Goldwater and Democrat Mo Udall both served as role models for McCain early in his political career, and both men made their own unsuccessful bids for the White House. McCain sometimes quotes Udall saying Arizona is one state where mothers don't tell their children they can grow up to be president. He still holds out hopes of changing that record. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Phoenix.